That's why it takes two of us. Go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. This is our last Wednesday of the month healing service. Pastor Rose and I, Pastor Jesse, we are
First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen. This is our Wednesday healing service for March the 27th, Wednesday. And we are blessed. We are greatly blessed, highly favored with Jesus and with men. Are you blessed tonight? Our listeners and our hearers.
I am.
We're going to start our healing service with 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24 has to do with our salvation and our healing. 1 Peter 2:24 says Jesus Christ bore our sins on the cross, and by his stripes we are healed. Amen.
Amen.
So 1 Peter 2:24 says you have been healed. All the miracles of Jesus, all 23 of them, are recorded in the Gospels. 17 out of the 23 miracles, Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. So our faith is very important. We please the Lord with it. We receive with it. Amen. In Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 13, Jesus healed on the Sabbath. And it upset the religious people. I mean, they had rules. And Jesus said, God didn't make you for the rules. He made the rules for you. So Jesus came to heal on the Sabbath. And tonight, Jesus still heals, even on Wednesday night. The miracles that the Apostle Paul and Peter did after Jesus resurrected, all 15 of them are recorded. And Hebrews 13:8 tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus came to do three things. He came to establish and to confirm the kingdom of God. Behold, the kingdom of God is at hand, he would tell us. Number two, he came to deliver us from demonic. He cast out demons left and right. He made a show of the devil openly, triumphing over him. And number three, he came to do what? To heal us. He came to heal the sick, to seek and to save and to heal the lost.
Amen.
So whatever healing you need tonight, Isaiah 41:13, whatever healing you need tonight, Isaiah 41:13, God says, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear, I will help you. Pastor Rose.
Amen. He does help all the time.
Tell him what the revelation the Lord gave you about healing is on the inside.
The Lord was revealing to me that we receive healing from the inside. Not our bodies from the outside. We think that the body is the one that before we can receive from God, our bodies have to be no pain. But the Lord said it comes from within you, in your spirit. So if your spirit is strong in the Lord, guess what? Your body has to line up with the healing. And I always used to think, oh, well, healing is in my body. That's how it's going to manifest. No, the Lord said, it's in your spirit first.
And then your body.
And then it goes into your body. But a lot of us want what? Our bodies heal right away.
We want the symptoms.
Yes. You think it's the body. But God says, it's your spirit, man, that says you are healed. And it's by your spirit, man, you believe, you receive, and it's done. And then the manifestation comes to your body. And even though the Lord was saying, and even though the body will tell you, I'm not healed, I'm still hurting. No, but my spirit man says you're healed. My spirit man says you're healed, you are healed. And the manifestation will come because now you trust God, you already believed it, you already received it, and you said it's done. That's it. I'm healed in Jesus' name.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 12:9. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, God's power is manifest in our weaknesses. So James 5:15 says, is there any prayer? Is there any sick among you? We don't deny symptoms. We deny the symptoms is right in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pastor Rose just said, the Lord heals us spiritually from the inside, and then the manifestation is on the outside. So God's power is manifest in our weaknesses. Amen. And don't be anxious. Philippians 4:6 says, don't be anxious for anything. God will give you peace. Amen. So tonight, Psalm 139:23, before Pastor Rose and I pray for everybody, Psalm 139:23 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, Lord. So don't be anxious. Don't start seeking healing in your mind or in your body.
No.
Amen. Just rest in the Lord. He is a healer. Healing is in Christ. Amen. This is our healing services. And three little simple things we're going to give you. Three little simple things. Number one, expect to be healed. God put you here tonight. You're listening to us. You're in the right place with the right people at the right time doing the right thing.
Yes.
Amen. So number one, expect to be healed. Matthew 9:27, Jesus asked, do you believe that I have the power to heal you? They answered, yes, Lord, we believe.
Amen.
These two blind men were the first to recognize Jesus as king besides the wise men. They said, Son of David, show us mercy and heal us. And Jesus said, do you believe that I'm able to heal you? Yes, Lord, we believe. We believe, Son of David. Man, you imagine, these guys, they recognize this is the Messiah. This is the Son of David. This is the King of Kings. Amen. So number one, expect to be healed. Number two, receive.
Mm-hmm.
Receive. Lamentations 3:23 says the Lord's mercies are new every morning. Every morning. So receive just because Jesus said you're healed. Amen. Mm-hmm. Receive. Mark 10:46. Jesus asked, what do you want me to do? And the leper said, Master, please. The blind man said, Master, please let me see again. And Jesus said, your faith heals you. Go in peace. Your sight is restored. Jesus came to establish his kingdom, deliver us from demonic things, and heal us. Amen. Jesus, the Master, showed mercy. Mark 11:24. Number one, expect. Number two, receive. And number three, you have to say it. Mark 11:24. If you believe it, you'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
If you say it, you'll see it. If you see it, you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe it, you'll say it. If you say it, you'll see it. Did you get that? I mean, it's simple. You have to expect, you have to receive, and then you have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, are you expecting to be healed? Do you believe you'll receive your healing? And then confess it. When we pray, confess. Thank you, Jesus. You're my healer. Amen. 2 Corinthians 1:20. All the promises of God in him are yes and amen, and in him, amen. So confess your miracle. Don't listen to your flesh like Pastor Rose just told us. It's simple. The outside. No, it's not on the outside. It's not in our mind. It's our spirit man that receives from God who is a spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man does not receive the spiritual things of God. So tonight is our healing service. And by the anointing and the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are healed.
Yes.
Healing is yours.
Can I give him a little
amen.
Testimony?
Yes.
Last Tuesday, I had, 2 weeks ago, I had one cataract removed and a lens put in. And that went really good. Didn't bother me or nothing.
On your right eye.
On my right eye. Then yesterday, Tuesday, I went and they did the left eye.
Yesterday.
Okay. Well, the left eye, when I got home, it was hurting on my sinuses, on my side of my face. And I said, Lord, this is not going to happen to me. I don't receive this pain. And I command this pain to align with the word of God. And you hear me? You are a filthy, lying spirit, and I do not receive it. So you get out of my eyes, get off of my sinus right now, in the name of Jesus, and off my face. And within 5 minutes, the pain left.
Amen.
I was so amazed. I mean, here I've been with the Lord for 44 years, and I still get amazed of how good God is. I go, that's how much you love me, Lord, that you don't want me to have any pain.
No.
And that pain took off. And today I went to have my eyes checked on the left side, the one, and the and I just, the doctor goes, oh.
Let me share that.
Okay.
Before the doctor came to just check on Pastor Rose, both left and right eyes, she wanted to do something. Today's Wednesday. She wanted to do something tomorrow on Thursday. And I told her, well, if we get a good report from the doctor, we'll see. But I want a good report from the doctor. So then they gave her some tests on the left on the left eye and the right eye. And the nurse said, the doctor will see you for the consultation. So we didn't know, but we were believing. We were expecting. We were believing.
I said I had already received.
Yeah, and you'd already received it.
And I told him, yes, I'm going to do what tomorrow. And you go, well, we'll wait. We're going to see. I go, no, they're going to say my eye is perfect. It's doing good.
The doctor grabbed some kind of machine, and he looked at both Rose's eyes, and he goes, I'm going to put a drop on this one here, the left one, which is the one that she just had done yesterday. And the doctor said, your eyes are so much better. And then what do you say?
They are a miracle.
They are a miracle.
And I go, God. And I told the doctor, thank you, Jesus. It's Jesus. He goes, they are a miracle.
They are a miracle. Miracle. They're perfect.
I go, Lord. I go, you're a miracle working God. So that's how much God loves me. And when you know how much God loves you, you receive so much easier because you know that He doesn't want you to suffer with any pain.
No pain.
But you know what is hard for us to imagine when we pray right away, your mind gets in the way, your body's still hurting, your mind is saying, oh no, you know it's not. Yeah, the Word of God that is in your spirit man is perfect, and it believes the Word of God, and it says you are healed. But our mind says something different, and we don't go by our mind. We go by what our spirit says in Jesus' name.
Is there any sick among you? We don't deny symptoms. We don't deny them.
But we don't want them in our bodies.
We deny their rights in our bodies. Galatians 3:13 says Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse of sickness, poverty, and disease. He has already done that.
Amen.
And like I said at the opening, 1 Peter 2:24, our salvation and our healing is what Jesus bore for us on the cross. So Luke chapter 5, verses 12 to 16, a leper came and he begged to be healed. And I'm going to close with Jesus' words before Pastor Rose and I pray. Luke chapter 5, 13, this translation, Luke 5, 13, the leper begged to be healed. And this is what Jesus said in Luke chapter 5, verse 13, this translation. Of course, I am willing to heal you. Now you be healed. This is Jesus. It's in red, the translation. If you be willing, I beg you to heal me. Jesus said, of course, I'm willing to heal you.
Amen.
Jesus is the healer. Healing is in Jesus. Don't look to any other source but to the Lord. If you're going to a doctor, if you're taking medication, if you're under vitamins, whatever instructions that you have given, pray and anoint that medication. Pray and anoint the doctor, the nurses, the practitioners, the physician, the experts. Pray before they do anything, and God will anoint them.
Yes.
He gave us doctors for our benefit. He gave us medicine for our benefit. But don't look to the medicine, don't look to the doctors before you look to the great physician. Of course, I'm willing to heal you. And now you be healed. Healing is yours tonight.
Yes.
Because Jesus said it. Of course, He's willing to heal you. And by the anointing and the authority that the Lord Jesus Christ has blessed us with, is there any sick among you out there that are listening to us? Tonight, you expect to receive. You receive, and then you say that you're healed.
Amen.
When you pray, believe that you're healed, and then say, you shall have whatsoever you say. It's that simple. He did it all for us. Mm-hmm. He who was rich became poor for our sakes. Jesus didn't suffer just on the cross. He suffered for 33 years on this earth. He is a King of glory. And he was betrayed.
Yes.
He was ignored. He was beaten by the creation that he created. I mean, we can't imagine. Jesus wants you healed. Of course I'm willing to heal you. You be healed tonight. In Jesus' name.
He doesn't withhold anything that is good. And healing is good for our bodies. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that person that's having pain on the right knee, Father, in the name of Jesus, put your hand on it and say, in the name of Jesus, you leave. This pain, leave right now. In the name of Jesus, the power of God is present to heal all at the sound of my voice right now. He is in your room right now, and the power of God is in you to demolish, destroy, utterly destroy every pain in your body. And that person with the right foot, their foot, in the name of Jesus, pain, I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. You leave now and move your foot around in the name of Jesus. And that one that's having problem on the right hip, the pain is around your waist and it goes down to your buttocks. In the name of Jesus, lay your hand on it and say, no, you don't. You will not stay. You are not of God and I don't receive it. By the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said I was healed. And if he said I was, then I am and I receive right now. In Jesus' name, I am pain-free, pain-free, pain-free. In Jesus' name.
Pain-free, pain-free. There's someone, I won't mention your age, but you're a little older, and you've accepted arthritis in your body. And Jesus bore the curse. He took all of it, so you don't have to put up with any of it.
No.
You don't have to accept it. You don't have to accept allergies, accept colds, accept bruises and little pains and aches. Man, you stand up. You stand up like you're healed.
Amen.
And arthritis has no rights in your body. I don't care how old you are. Amen. It's part of the curse, and Jesus bore all the curse for our sins. Don't settle for any of it. Well, you know, I'm getting old. Well, you know, your eyesight, your just pray and believe God wants you healed. Of course I want you healed, Jesus said.
Amen.
And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And that person that diagnosed you with cancer on your bone marrow, in the name of Jesus, you stand and you believe God. You will go through chemotherapy and that, but God is restoring that bone marrow and your white cells and your red cells are functioning perfectly and normally right now. As you believe God for a miracle, he is a miracle working God and he's working mightily in you. All he wants you to do is release your faith and say, I am healed. This sickness is not unto death. In the name of Jesus, it's not unto death. It's curable because Jesus already gave you healing in Jesus' name.
He has given us all good things.
Amen.
All good things come from the Father of lights. He has blessed us with health, healing, and wholeness, salvation.
Yes, yes.
Pastor Rose did a ministry sermon on Sunday 2 weeks ago. Jesus saves, Jesus heals, and Jesus delivers.
Amen.
And he is still the same Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anything else?
And another day of living in the light of God's word and his authority, power, and ability. Amen. He's given us the authority to speak to sickness and disease, to the evil one and to demons. Sickness and disease, that's the authority we have. We have the legal right. Amen. And he's giving us the power to stand up to him and say, no, you don't. Amen. And the ability to speak his word, because his word is light into our spirit man and all throughout our bodies. Amen?
Amen.
His word brings medicine. It is medicine and healing and health to all our flesh in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You hold on to your healing tonight.
Amen.
We believe God touched your body. Amen. We believe God is a healer. You receive and keep your healing in Jesus' name. Don't be moved by the flesh. Amen. You start thanking God right now. It doesn't matter how you feel.
Yes.
Amen. 1 Peter 2:24. Look it up in your Bible. It says that we were healed. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
We were.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Rose, do you have anything else?
No, we just love you. We thank you for coming to the Oasis for the filling station. Amen. And getting rivers of living water in your spirit, man, that'll flow out of your belly and out into your body, causing you to have great health and walk in the light of God's word.
Thank you, Lord. Father, now in Jesus' name, Pastor Rose and I, we decree, we declare, and we prophesy blessings of health, wealth, and above all things, Father, soul, prosperity on your people. We call them greatly blessed, highly favored with you and with men, doers of the word, not hearers only, Father, keeping and holding on to their healing tonight.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, Pastor Rose and I say,
Amen.
Amen.
We love you. We'll see you next week. Have a blessed Resurrection Sunday. Amen.
Amen. Enjoy Resurrection Sunday this coming Sunday, March the 31st.
Amen.
Be blessed. Go to church and attend and listen to the message.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Good night.